would you call that a, what would you call it if it were kind of a rickety old building?
Yes, I'm just trying to think, because two buildings does not fit me. supply room?
Uh-huh.
Supply. Shelter. Shelter. There you go.
What would you call an outdoor toilet?
An outhouse?
Would you ever hear other names, joking names for it or something like that?
To tell you the truth, I've never heard much about it.
Yeah.
I really don't know.
No. I might say, did you hear that noise? And you might say, yes, I...
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. Or yes, I...
Heard.
Mm-hmm. You might say, well, I'm not afraid, though, because I have it so many times before.
I have already.
Or... I'd say, did you hear the noise? You might say, yes, I heard it. But I'm not afraid because I have it so many times before.
I have already heard it.
If I ask you if you know a person, you might say, well, no, I don't know him, but I've
heard of him.
If a friend came back to town, and another friend had been visiting with him, you might be asked, have you seen him yet? And you might say, no, I
haven't.
Then you might be asked, has your brother seen him yet? And again, you answer, no.
He hasn't.
I might say, does your brother like ice cream? You might reply, yes, he.
Yes, he does. Indeed, he does.
If a man lets his farm get all run down and doesn't seem to pay too much attention to it, you might say, well, I really don't know, but he just...
He acts unconcerned.
What kinds of buildings would you have on the farm?
We call one the shelter, and that is where the tractors and things are stored under. We have the tobacco cookers, which is a big thing that cooks the tobacco. They have the big bin things that feed goes in, water troughs. I'm just learning.
Yeah.
Really. Goodness, they have, my father-in-law also has lots of dogs.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a dog pen, a big dog pen.
Yeah.
And it's hunting dogs. He loves to hunt. And I would say there's about 50 or more. And that's the dog house.
Yeah.
And they have the hog pens.
What would you call a big building where they might store hay or something like that?
The barn.
What would you call a top part of the barn? Maybe up
mm-hmm.
here.
Mm-hmm. The attic of the barn, would you call it that?
Well, you could. Sometimes you might call
The hayloft.
If you had too much hay to put in a barn, how would you keep it outside?
Wrap it up around.
Mm-hmm. They seem to do that now.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, does it work? Do you know?
Well, I don't know, but I've seen it, you
mm-hmm.
know, wrapped in
mm-hmm.
rolls, and it looks like it keeps.
Okay. After they have it for about a year, they would have to
burn it.
Mm-hmm. Well, no.
I don't know.
If they were still going to use it to get out of the rolls, they would have to
feed it to the horses. Could they still eat it? I guess I could.